the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen is calling on lawmakers to support farmers and ranchers facing water shortages, burdensome regulations, and rising costs. Recently addressing the Assembly Agriculture Committee, Johansen said he doesn't want food producers having to contemplate relocating to other states. He says we want to keep our farmers and ranchers in California and want to continue to be the leading producers of food, fresh fruit, and vegetables in America. It may not be perfect, but biofuel groups are welcoming last week's signing of the Inflation Adjustment Act that includes key priorities for the biofuels industry. The legislation includes an extension for tax credits for carbon sequestration and utilization, the Clean Fuel Production Credit to produce low-carbon fuels, and five tiers of sustainable aviation fuel credits. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper says this bill puts ethanol on a sustainable path for growth and investment. The Department of Justice released a 28-count indictment against former House Ag Committee member J.T. Cox, a Democrat who represented California's 21st District between 2019 and 2021. According to the indictment, Cox perpetrated multiple fraud schemes, created unauthorized off-the-books bank accounts, and diverted client and company money in those accounts through false representations. From 2013 to 18, Cox obtained over $1.7 million across two fraud schemes.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.